I recently made it to Bemidji to catch Watermark Art Center's 12th annual It's Only Clay juried exhibit. As usual, it's a stunner, and the work underscores the irony of the word only in the title. This year, and this is generally the case, the artists in the show hail from not only Minnesota, but as geographical markers from Massachusetts and Maine and Missouri and Colorado and California. That's how highly regarded It's Only Clay is. It's up until December 20th, so there's still plenty of time to see it. Harlow Purchase Award winners this year were Jeffrey Berger from Bemidji, Guillermo Cuellar from Schaefer, Minnesota, Nick DeVries from Minneapolis, Sean Scott from Battle Lake, Minnesota, and Cyrus Swan from Pine River, Minnesota. Watermark Art Center Awards went to Karen Kearns from Loveland, Colorado, Brady McLaren from Maple Grove, Minnesota, and the aforementioned Sean Scott and Cyrus Swan. The juror was Karen Kramer, whose work in clay is recognized all across the region, and there's a terrific sideshow, so to speak, of Karen's vessels and such, and it just fits perfectly with the rest of It's Only Clay. Still on the road, onward to Brainerd, to the Franklin Arts Center. In the Resident Artist Gallery, there's a small exhibit called Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead. It's a combination funny and macabre exhibit, both two- and three-dimensional, devoted to the Mexican tradition of celebrating the first 2 days in November when the dead and the living reunite, allegedly. I'm skeptical about that existentially, but it's a wonderful organizing principle for an art exhibit, and it's a really good show. Upstairs in the new Bohemian Gallery, there was a selection of work by two of the residents at the Art Space residency component of Franklin, the father and son duo Mitch and Marty Nelson. Collage photography, painting, pen and ink, these two guys do it all, and very, very well. Finally, at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids on November 13th, Steerage Song by Theodore Latida from Minneapolis. This is a company founded by Grand Rapids natives Peter Rothstein and Denise Prosek. Dodger and I have seen Latida's work in the past in Minneapolis, and it's always been innovative and top-notch, to understate it. Peter and I were neighbors growing up, and he was a student of Dodger's, so I suppose we're not unbiased observers. But Steerage Song focused on the experiences of European immigrants to America in the late 19th and early 20th century, captures the good, bad, and ugly in a way that only art well done can do. Steerage Song premiered in 2011, and it does have legs, so if you see it on your radar, do not hesitate.